Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you tuning in with me. It's a nice day here in my neck of the woods. The sun was shining pretty nicely. It still looks nice out. It's not really overcast, but it's a nice day here today. Hope you had a wonderful holiday weekend and that you were doing well. Well, for those of you who may be new to the show, I just want to say welcome. Welcome to the show. And, of course, for those who have been with me since day one, I mean, you have been there since the very beginning. Thank you so much. For your support, for your feedback, for your suggestions, for your comments. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just love you. You are the best. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you. And for those who may be new, if you have a question or comment in regards to anything that's being said on the show today, feel free to dial in. 215-383-3872. Choose option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions. Well, today we're going to continue our discussion regarding scams. I know it's really interesting that you would even need to do a show regarding scams, but we're going to do a show today regarding scams. We actually started this particular series about a week or two ago, and we're going to continue with that today. If you missed the first part, part one of this, just go to the archives, and you can listen to the shows there. You know, anytime you miss a show, you don't have to be uninformed. Just go to archives and you will find the shows there. And the purpose of the Marketing Pulpit, for those of you who may be new, our mission is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. You may say, well, how do you do that? Well, we do our best to bring information programming as it relates to business, marketing, social media. We do our best to bring information as it relates to branding, networking, business development, workforce development. But, you know, we also talk about relationships on this show as well, because we are all relational and you have to learn to get along with people, the different personality types. You know, if you're going to be in business, it's not a bad idea to know how to get along with people. So we do. We talk about relationships on this show as well. Because if you're in healthy relationships, chances are you're going to be more productive at work. So we want to make sure that we bring information relating to that as well. And we hope that the information that we bring to you will enlighten, inform, and entertain. So that's what we do right here on the show. So thank you so much again for joining me today. again, we're going to continue our topic regarding scams. And one scam that you probably already know about, and you may not, but for those of you who do know, Equifax had a data breach. And that data breach affected about 143 million consumers. And Equifax is one of the three major credit reporting agencies in the United States. That's right. And the hackers were able to access Social Security numbers, birth dates, addresses, driver's license numbers, just so much personal information. And if you think you were impacted by that, Equifax offers a free credit monitoring service. And, of course, if you suspect any suspicious activity on your credit report due to this breach, then you can report it to identitytheft.gov. I tell you, it's just a shame. It is. I mean, you think that your information is secure with these major players like credit reporting agencies and the government, only to find that they can be hacked too. They can be hacked, too. It makes you wonder, is there any information at all anywhere that is protected today? No, I don't think there is. I just don't. So please be careful if you think that you are a victim of this particular hacking as a result of people who don't care. They just want your information. Don't forget to report it. Now, we also talked a little bit the last time about telephone scams as well. And telephone scams, I mean, these are scams if you're not thinking and if you haven't heard or if you haven't been informed, you might fall for some of these telephone scams because they sound so natural and they sound so real. And basically, with telephone scammers, they do their best to try to trick you out of your money. Or they're trying to get access to your personal information, because if they have a lot of your personal information, then they can obtain all kinds of things like goods, services. So you've got to be really careful when it comes to who you're talking to on the telephone, because they're not always robocalls or automated calls. Sometimes it's real people. But don't be fooled by robocalls or automated calls or text messages, because very often those are also perpetrators, scammers. And many times they will give you false information or make false promises to you, or they'll offer you opportunities to buy products, or they'll offer you opportunity to make money or invest in certain securities, or they'll tell you you'll receive free money or free product if you send your credit card information, or if you send a money order, or if you send them something. Well, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. And believe it or not, there are some scams out there that will also offer you free money through grants. You know, you see a lot of information on the internet that talk about grants for school, grants for beautification, grants for your home, grants for this, grants for that. And back in the day, you never really thought of grants as being scams. But today you got to be really careful, because sometimes grants are not the grants that you think they are. the grants are not the grants that you think they are. So be very careful with that as well. Now, if you feel that you have been the victim of a telephone scam, you can report that to the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission, just go to their website, and they have phone numbers and everything on how to report those things. So be very careful. I also mentioned to you last week about the grandparent scam. Please be careful about those kind of scams. So many have fallen victims to the grandparent scams and charity scams. And basically what people will do, they will call you pretending to be a grandchild or pretending to be a child, and they may be crying. So, and lots of times when people are crying, it's very hard to identify the voice very clearly, and they will be crying and excited and upset, stating that if you don't send the money, they're going to go to jail, or they are in jail and they need money, or they're stranded, or they're in another country and can't get home. Could you please send them money? Be very careful. So you may be asking, well, how do I know if it's my grandchild or not my grandchild, or my child or not my child? Because I do have family that's over in another country. I have family in another country there in the military. So how do you know? Well, ask questions. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, ask them personal questions that only you and only that child should know or could know. And typically, the more questions you ask, the more uncomfortable the scammer becomes, and usually they will hang up. So don't jump at the first call that you receive that sounds like a distress call, and they're saying that they are your grandchild, or they're calling you grandmommy or grandma or mom, dad. Be very careful. Be very careful. So those are two that we've talked about. We talked about hackers who have hacked into this Equifax, and they may be using your information, may be trying to get additional information from you. Be careful. Telephone scams, be very careful of those. And they come in all forms. They can come in the form of people pretending to be your child, your grandchild, and also charity scams, people calling saying that they are part of a charity, whether it's the fire department, police department. They could be perpetrators of diabetes or any other kind of physical ailment, mental ailment. They could be perpetrating nonprofit organizations, churches, the Salvation Army. They could be perpetrating all types of good causes. So before you send money, ask questions. Look it up online. Call the number of the charity that they say they represent and get more information from the charities before you send money. Now, there are also banking scams out there that you need to be very careful about. And with banking scams, the scammers or perpetrators attempt to access your banking account. And one of the popular ones is overpayment scams. Now, with overpayment scams, the scam artist may send you a counterfeit check. They'll tell you to deposit it in your bank account and wire some of the money back to them. But the thing is, because the check was fake, you will have to pay your bank the amount of the check, plus you will also lose any money that you wired. I know. Who would think of things like this to do to people? So be very careful. You think you're getting a check in the mail because you overpaid something, and so what you do is you go and deposit the check, send a portion of the money back because they may say, oh, well, you can get the check, but you got to pay these fees or you have to do this. Well, you're out of not only the money, the check that you deposited, but the money that you wired. So please be careful. And also, scammers also send checks unsolicited. And what that means is they'll send you a check for no reason at all. for no reason at all. You may get a check in the mail, and it may give instructions on there that if you cash it, you will be authorized to purchase certain items, or if you sign up for a loan that you didn't ask for. So be careful with unsolicited checks. Always ask questions or always try to get additional information. And with automatic withdrawals. And with this type of scam, and it is just terrible, automatic withdrawals, a company will set up an automatic debit from your bank account as part of a free trial or in order for you to collect lottery winnings. Right. So basically what they will do is share with you that if you want to collect the lottery winnings or if you want to win this free trial or if you want to win this free vehicle or if you want to win $1,000 or $2,000 or more or $100,000, all you need to do is fill out this automatic debit information to your bank account and you will receive this free trial or you'll receive the lottery winnings. Don't fall for it. Do not fall for that. Okay. Now, another one is phishing. This is where you may get an email, you may get a text message, or you may get something that asks you to verify your bank account or debit card number. And so basically what they're doing, they're trying to get you to give them information. And if you give them your credit card number, the expiration date, the security code, or you give them your social security number, they can use that information for scamming purposes. So be careful. If you feel that you have already been the victim of a banking scam, or if you feel that you've received fake checks by mail through the U.S. Postal Service, you can report that to the Federal Trade Commission. And they also have a phone number as well. But just go to the Federal Trade Commission's website or contact your bank. Your bank can also give you information on what you may need to do. So be very suspicious if you are told to wire money back to a company. Usually if you're going to get something for free, it's free. And be careful of lotteries or free trials that ask you for your bank account information. Always verify the authenticity of a cashier's check with the bank that it's drawn on before you deposit it. All you need to do is look on the check, find whatever bank's name is on that check, call to verify the authenticity of the check before you deposit it. Always do that. So don't be fooled. Things can look very real. Checks can look very real. Money orders can look very real. But that's the whole thing. Scammers have done a lot to try to make their checks and money orders look legitimate and official. And be careful about clicking on links in emails to verify your bank account. If you want to verify your bank account, make sure you know who's asking. And by all means, don't give your information to anybody that just calls you on the phone and wants your credit card information, social security number. Don't do that. Now, we already talked about the IRS imposters. We've talked about that already. But just in case you may have missed that, for those of you who may not know, the IRS will not call you and tell you that you owe them money. They won't do that. So if you ever get a call from someone alleging to be with the IRS, and they tell you that if you don't pay a certain amount of money, you will be arrested and they will send the police to your home, don't fall for that. In one of the workshops that I did recently, there were several people who told me about phone calls that they received from scammers who told them that they were with the IRS and that they owed money, and if they didn't pay the money right now, right away, they were going to send authorities out to arrest them. And the young lady became very frightened. She was very frightened. and she called her mom, and her mom kind of did her best to assure her that she was not going to be arrested, and come to find out it was a scam. But the IRS is not going to call you or contact you by phone. They typically send you information via mail. And if you ever get a call from someone pretending to be with the IRS, ask them to give you their name and their badge number and their callback number. And remember what I said at the beginning of the show, the more questions you ask, typically people will hang up because they're not prepared for those questions. And be familiar with what IRS documentations and emails look like. Be suspicious of anything. And the last thing, the IRS will not threaten to have the police arrest you for not paying a bill. They just generally charge you more interest. So be careful. Don't give in to their demands. Do not pay money immediately. Be suspicious and ask questions. Don't give them your Social Security number. Don't give them your credit card information. And don't click on any links in emails or text messages to verify any information. Don't do that. So today we are talking about scams. We are continuing our conversation regarding scams. And the reason that I decided to do a series on scams is because there are so many people who are not aware of scams. And, of course, we want you to be aware for your business and for those who work for you and for your clients, because nothing is any worse than your client or your employees being the victims of monetary investment scams or any other type of scam, because that does, it can affect the productivity of your company, and we don't want that to happen. So when we come back from this short break, we are going to continue our conversation as it relates to scams. You know, why would anybody want to scam anybody? Well, it happens, and it happens every day, but it doesn't have to happen to you. So when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on scams. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. It's always a delight to have you with us. And today we are talking about scams. We actually started this topic a couple of weeks ago, so if you missed that, just go to the archives and you will be able to listen to that show. But we are encouraging you to protect yourself, to be careful as it relates to scams. Because there are new ones out now. There are. And some of these you may have heard of, some of you may not have heard of. The next one I'm going to just briefly touch on, because you probably know about this one already, are ticket scams. Ticket scams. You know, people selling tickets. Especially if their tickets are like popular events, like sporting events or popular concerts. Special venues. Lots of times those tickets sell out very quickly, but there's still a very high demand for those popular tickets. So what scammers will do, they will set up fake resale ticket outlets, or they will make fake tickets to take advantage of taking your money. But not only that, but typically their prices are going to be much higher because they know that the tickets are sold out, there are no more, and they know people are just hoping to find tickets, and they're willing to pay more. So be very careful, because people do create counterfeit tickets with barcodes and logos that look very real. it look very real. And sometimes they may sell duplicates of a legitimate ticket in the form of an electronic ticket that they emailed to more than one buyer. They may email the same electronic duplicate to multiple buyers, meaning that they make money off of that one digital or electronic ticket. Sometimes people will steal tickets and sell those tickets. So be very careful. But also keep in mind that sometimes scammers pretend to have tickets, and they pretend that they're going to sell the tickets to you for the sole purpose of stealing the information on your credit card. I know it's terrible. I know. It really is. So if you think you have been the victim of a ticket scam where you thought you were purchasing a legitimate ticket, and you gave your Social Security information or you gave your credit card information, if you feel that you have been the victim of a scam, you can contact the Federal Trade Commission. You can contact the Federal Trade Commission and just look them up online. They have their information, their phone numbers. They have how you can file a complaint, all of that on there. So please be careful. And if you're not sure if the ticket is legitimate, before you give your information, your credit card information, maybe call the venue or call the ticket holder and find out if the tickets are sold out, if it's a legitimate ticket. So be careful. Buy the tickets at the venue box office. And make sure that if it's a broker, that it's an authorized broker, and that they have legitimate addresses and phone numbers so that you can validate the ticket. But just be careful. Be very, very careful. Be very careful. I know, you know what, when I did the workshop in regards to scams, I was very surprised to find people who had actually been victims of the scam, because usually, you know, it's one in so many people, but practically all the scams we talked about, there were victims that were at the workshop, or they could have been victims. They were almost victims, but they were smart, and they asked questions. So just be careful and protect yourself. Be very, very careful. Wow, it's so interesting on the show. Time goes by so fast. It really, really does, but I really want to wrap this topic up as it relates to scams. One scam that I told you about a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to say this one again because I think it's very important that you hear this over and over. Be careful when people come to your door. You don't have to invite people into your home that you do not know. You do not have to open the door to people you do not know. I have gotten to the point where if someone comes to the door and I don't know them, I will talk to them through the door. I do. And I'll share with you why. Because people are scammers. People can be really cruel, and people are not always trustworthy. And one particular scam that has taken place, there are two people may come to your door. One person may come to your door, typically sometimes two. One may be pregnant. One could be a child. And they may say they need to use the restroom. And so while the one is talking to you and the other one's supposed to be using the restroom, they actually could be going through your home stealing your things. So be very careful about who you allow to come into your home. I know these are some very interesting things, but the takeaway that I want you to have for this show is to protect yourself. Be very, very careful. There's also census-related fraud. The U.S. Census Bureau, which is a federal agency, they collect data about people, the economy of the United States. But sometimes scam artists pretend to be with the U.S. Census Bureau just to collect your personal information. So what can you do? How can you protect yourself? Well, if you're visited at your home by someone claiming to be with the Census Bureau or claiming to be a census worker, request to see their badge. Their badge should have the photograph of the field representative, a Department of Commerce watermark, an expiration date. There are just some things that you should look for. And if you're not sure, you can always get that information, call the agency to verify that that is a legitimate person. But probably by the time you do that, they may leave. So just be very, very careful. I know it's a lot to talk about. There are quite a few scams that are going on out there. But if you don't take away anything else from this show, just take away the fact that you need to be careful. Protect yourself. You don't have to give people information if you don't want to. You can always say, you know what? I will call the agency, or I will call the department, or I'll call my bank. Don't give up information if you're not sure. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you listening and to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And my father used to tell me years ago before I started businesses, he said, you know what, babe, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. You know what? I took his advice, and I am passing that advice on to you today. If you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. This is Sharon.